Scores of pensioners converged early today at Milton Junior Primary School, the venue of the vetting of retirees or beneficiaries of state pensions in the Bulawayo Metropolitan Province. Some of the pensioners who spoke to Studio 7 said they did not have enough information about the exercise. Most said they got information about the exercise from third parties and did not know what was required of them or the documents they are expected to present. A woman who asked not to be identified but said she retired from the civil service on medical grounds suggested that more people should be deployed to complete the exercise quickly, as most pensioners are old and incapable of standing in queues for long periods.
Actually, I really don't know what is really happening. I just heard by someone that say there are people who are exercise whereby the people are being vetted, the pensioners. So I had to come, but I didn't know any information about it. Even in the radio, I didn't hear anything. Even on TV, I didn't hear anything. I'm just here just to find out what is happening. We need manpower so that the exercise will be carried in a transparent manner.
Another senior citizen, Omen Mavingire, though worried about the lack of information about the program, believes it will help to weed out imposters who are reaping where they did not sow.
The corruption that was prevailing is going to expire. The reason other people have been getting the monies, which were not due to them. Now with this assessment, it's going to be at least clear to those who deserve half salaries, they are going to deserve it. But those who are going to have full salaries, they are going to deserve it.
Studio 7 was not able to hear from the Minister of Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare, but the government recently announced the civil service would be audited to flush out the so-called ghost workers. Researcher Butler Tambo of the Public Research Institute of Zimbabwe says the audit is welcome, but pointing to another audit that was carried out in 2013 and unearthed about 30,000 ghost workers, Tambo says the exercise would only be beneficial if the government takes action and punishes those caught with their hands in the till.
The exercise, I believe, is a noble exercise, but I think let it not end as an exercise where we are given large numbers of people who are earning, but without any remedy being taken, because we can waste more money doing audits, but with the perpetrators not being arrested. Let us arrest the perpetrators so that it sends a clear message out there, whether to the international community, to international financial institutions who might be willing to lend to this country, that this country is not willing to entertain corruption, but will deal thoroughly and mercilessly with any corrupt individuals.
The government, which spends over 80% of its revenue on salaries for the civil service, is struggling to raise the money as the country's economy remains in intensive care. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.